two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Do you know what Jordan this is?
Yeah, 94.
No.
94.
Okay.
That's what you just throw out a year?
Actually, this might... That's this actually...
No.
No, this is... this is. Wait, this is...
It's the number four, so it's like... 80.
Well, it's the four, but it's got to be 80. Also, it's got to be 89.
Yeah,
89. Okay, here's 89. Also another point, though.
But he wasn't too far off.
All right, yeah, here's another point, though.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Wow. People like us do, urbans.
Yeah.
Oh, you're an urban?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. All right, I thought you were Midwest. You're more urban?
Chicago.
Chicago, what the fuck?
There are suburbs in Chicago.
Yeah, but Chicago is a city. We're urbans.
Oh, you're in a suburb? Well,
no. Okay.
I'm urbans.
Is San Diego city?
No. San Diego is a big suburb. Even downtown San Diego isn't downtown. It's a convention center. And it's like frat row. That's all that is. It's like drunk frat row. That San Diego's not a real city.
Wow. Is that where you're from, Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of knew.
Well, then you already knew that, man. Yeah, so why would you even ask that, man?
Sometimes I second guess myself.
San Diego is a big town. I love San Diego, but it's not a city.
Okay. It's just a bunch of suburbs blended together.
Correct.
Okay.
Is L.A. a city?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of little cities.
Yeah, but it's still a
city. Because Santa Monica is totally different from downtown, totally Echo Park. It's like too many little cities.
We have
isn't there a part that's like strictly named Los Angeles?
Yeah, the center of the city, but also, but not really. Like if you
what
said,
is downtown? Downtown
if somebody
Los
goes,
Angeles.
I live in Los Angeles, you'd say where?
Good question.
But is our Skid Row better than your Skid Row?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Chicago's a way tougher city than this place.
Our Skid Row is crazy here.
The murder rate in Chicago is the best. We're the best in the country. No one kills more than us.
I don't know, dude.
You actually don't know. You don't know.
I can base it on the riots, right? When you guys had a riot in Chicago, right? Back in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
92. I mean, in terms of riots, we had one of the best riots on planet Earth.
I know, but that's so long ago now. What is this guy? He's repping Detroit.
Detroit, D-Down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
number two in the murder rate. Come on, Bobby. Yeah. You don't feel that?
Hey, Doc. This is not a sitcom.
Is this the current murder rate? Let me see. Go up. Where is this from? Cities with the most murders in 2021.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what we got here.
Detroit, number four.
Yes.
St.
Back
Louis.
Down. We went down.
Chicago?
Chicago's 10. Right,
where's L.A.?
Not on the map.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
you're
not
doing
on the
good
map.
In Detroit.
But can I tell you something? Not mass works. Shootings. Most shoot. Oh, this always goes to mass shootings.
Yeah.
Murder map. Oh, look at that. I love the Why murder map.
Can we not?
This is a good
story. All right. You know what? I'll settle the argument. All right. Chicago's way more violent and a more terrible place.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good. Detroit's a bad place.
St. Louis, then Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore would be. Yeah.
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham. Yeah.
Detroit, there you are, dude. Shout out to Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah, we got
Dayton.
Better.
Dayton, Ohio.
Baton Rouge, isn't that where Theo's from?
Baton
New Orleans, right
Lou,
next door. Casey Moe, Memphis 10, Cleveland, Richmond. Wow. Keep going. Miami Gardens, Wash, D.C., North Charleston, Peoria. Illinois. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. Even the Asians. Shut up there. Look at that grieving Asian family.
Realness? What does that say?
Yeah, wait. Hold on. Real quick. Let's look at this photo real quick, right?
True.
Yeah. Whoever died.
Is that you guys? Is that someone
not
you know?
Us. No.
That's not Rudy crying right there?
But just listen.
And that's you. That's you. If you were a lawyer, that's you consoling her.
Yeah,
that's Rudy crying. That's you.
Whoever died, right?
Yeah.
The guy in the right didn't care as much.
Did not.
Can you... He's just like, why are you crying so hard?
It's not I think that that's how it looks.
Yeah.
He didn't like him.
Yeah.
And
he cheated on you 50 times.
And the dad is just reading. The dad's just he's reading his grocery list.
I feel so bad because this could be the most horrific thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're making fun of
but
it.
But give reference to it. This just says Getty image.
Yeah. Give him a reference. Yeah, but
jump
that kind of grieving.
We're doing death stuff.
I know. You went there.
My soul was hurting.
All right, let's talk about you know what? Here we go, right? Because we have a magical Asian coming.
We have the most magical Asian coming that we've ever had.
Do you like magical Asians?
So we
Asians?
Have three of them in here? Fucking okay. It's gonna be...
You think that Jules and I are magical?
No, they're regular Asians.
We're regular Asians.
Well,
you're talking about just Asians in general?
You're a little bit magical, but...
Huh? They talk about Asians in general.
Yeah.
But there'll be three Asians and two black guys. It'll be kind of balanced.
It, well,
it's so let's I want to go positive and that, listen, don't say that again.
Do you think if I do blackface on this show, do you think it'd be bad?
You know what? I don't think it would be.
If I do blackface.
And no, this, hell that's a good point. It'd be bad. Don't do that.
Should I not
hell
do blackface? No, wait, tell me why I shouldn't do it.
Because
is it funny?
No. Nah.
Is it funny to see a redheaded guy in blackface? Red hair, blackface?
Never seen it, but you know, it's then still, but to America, out. It's still a white dude. Hey, it's still hey, to the hood. No, come on, you're from the hood. You know, they still like the white dude.
Hey,
little,
hey,
and
hey,
the black dude sitting next to the white dude with the black face. Then I'll be, yeah, you start a whole fucking riot.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it. Say no more.
Can we go positive now?
Yeah.
I propose something.
Yeah.
Let's create a kids show.
Okay.
Right. I think that, right? I think we have this perfect dynamic. To create the best kid show in the world, we can create mass like little puppets, mm-hmm. right? It can be in a street, a grove, whatever. You know what I mean?
A grove.
I don't know. You know how the Sesame Street's on a street?
Oh, we're on an avenue or a boulevard.
Yeah, but let's create something different.
What's it called?
Sesame Street was on a boulevard.
Sesame Street was on street.
How about an island? Oh, maybe like some sort of island.
What is it called?
It's called. Oh, it can't be Turtle. How about this? The tops of Turtle Island.
What? That's where the kids are.
Yes.
The adults are in the bottoms.
Yeah.
Island,
yeah.
But the kids. Well,
yeah. So if you look at that poster, right?
This is the bottom.
That's the bottom of the Turtle Island.
And this looks like a kid's show.
Yeah. Right. So maybe we'll create a kid's show called The Tops of Turtle Island. Right. Okay. And it's a magical Saturday morning kid's show.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously.
He's like, the lead?
He's not just the lead. You know, he can play the kid.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, I think that you could play the kids, right? I don't think anyone shaved the mustache, and I think bingo. We're there,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay, you could.
Yeah. And what do we call you? Because, you know, in Sesame Street, they had there was a black guy in it, right? The guy that would, the bald-headed black guy that would walk through the streets.
LeVar Burton? What was his name?
No, it wasn't LeVar Burton.
Who was it?
I don't know his name.
Shel
but...
Silverstein.
No, that was a fucking...
Man, y'all watch Sesame Street that much?
No, that's
Silverstein, man.
That's an author,
bro.
Oh, okay, wait, man.
There he is.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You should know this guy's name, man. He's like one of your guys.
He's one of your guys.
Yeah.
Yo, man.
His name is Roscoe.
He ain't Eddie Murphy.
I know. But when it comes to kids.
But it should be, yeah.
Yeah. You should know his name.
This is either Keenan from SNL in costume.
Yeah.
Or Steve Harvey's brother.
Who's the Black Muppets?
What? Oh, there's Black Muppets.
There's Black Muppets. Now. That's what I'm talking
they
about.
They were on Sesame Street?
No, they're new.
They got
oh,
shot.
Oh, yeah. That's some...
They got shot.
That's some BLM shit right there.
Yeah.
On crack.
But that's good.
One guy hooked on crack, right?
Is that what it's supposed to be?
And I'm kidding. Oh, okay. It's a joke, man.
All right, I'm just saying. I'm like, what kind of shit is
that? The two new black, you know, pop Muppets on Sesame Street. One's a lawyer, right?
I don't know. Well, I mean, he disobeys the law.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Put that back up. It looks so fancy. Just click it in. You see the... good effort.
Now it's broken apart.
Yeah. Rudy, since you're young, you're the youngest one here, what are the names of the Black Muppets from Sesame Street?
I've never watched Sesame Street.
Let's start.
I watched Barney.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too, man.
Rudy, since you're the youngest one in here, what are the names of the black? You must know. What are the names of the Black Muppets from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
The father is.
Those are brothers. There's no way.
They're lovers.
They're lovers
for sure.
They're lovers.
Oh, the one on the right.
Yeah.
His name. Carl.
Carl.
Very good.
Okay, nice.
Hansen. Yeah.
Carl Hansen.
Okay.
Man, never met a black guy named with the last name Hansen, have you?
Carl, though.
Carl's a good Hansen, one.
Chris what about Hansen, the guy on the
Carl
left?
Hansen,
yeah. The left is Darryl.
Darryl.
Darryl, you mean?
No, Darryl.
Oh, Darryl. So Carl and Darryl.
Carl and Darryl, right?
Oh, okay.
Carl and Darryl Hansen.
They're lovers. So.
Yeah, they're lovers, right?
Okay.
So in our, the tops of Turtle Island, let's create... There's always an opening theme song.
Carl.
Right?
Oh. And Darryl.
Darryl, right? So we're opening, right? So I'm going to do a line from the new theme song.
Yep.
Okay.
Happiness on top of Turtle Island. Welcome all my friends.
And everybody, we love you.
There's only a couple of black people here, so everybody feels safe.
Hey.
Rudy?
Yeah, we love them so much.
Bobby?
And here we go, and we're going to present Carl Hansen. And then you come out.
I'm welcome. Carl?
Yeah.
You're fucking Carl. I thought he said he was going to be Carl.
No, you're Carl.
I'm Carl.
Who gives a shit?
Okay, all right, I'm Carl.
And now
all
you right. come up and greet the fucking kids.
Oh, hey.
This is the morning fucking news show, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, my little kiddies.
Hey, Carl.
I love y'all once again. You love me? Okay. Do you love us?
Yeah.
We are one big
We're going to get
fans. Yeah. What do we learn today,
what
Carl?
What do we learn today, Carl?
Well, today we're going to learn how to just love each other and make sandwiches. That's
sandwiches. We're not going to learn about the alphabets or numerical numbers or anything about ethics.
Well, you got to eat first, right? Energy. We got to learn science.
Sandwich.
And we're very inquisitive kids. Carl, yeah. I have a question.
Go ahead, buddy.
How come your skin is different than mine?
Well, good question. That's real because the atomic structure of an atom builds you to make you look like me. Wait a minute, it makes me look like me and make you look like you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Because my dad says it's because we're better than you.
Wow.
What does your dad say?
My dad say that dad is racist.
I got
that's
a question.
A new word, kids.
I got a question. Yeah. I'm Timothy.
Hey, Timothy.
Hey, okay, I'm seven.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Timothy.
Do you know OJ?
No, Timothy. I don't know him, but I know of him. Yes.
Tell me about him. I don't know anything because we didn't learn about him in the history books in school.
OJ broke football records. That's it. All right, now.
I have another question.
Okay, your turn. Yeah. You don't ask no more questions, seven-year-old. What you got?
Do you know Bill Cosby?
Yes, we do.
Who is he? Who is he?
What did he do?
Okay, well, they're the company called Jell-O, right? You like
Jell-O?
Yeah,
we love Jell-O.
And they had pudding pops. Yeah. Good time, you know what I mean? And
what did he do with the pudding pops?
Well, the pudding pops, he sucked on them like everybody else, you know, eats them.
He didn't stick it in.
No, that's okay. I don't know where you're going, but I'm going to cut you off, seven-year-old, because you can get little kids to say the darnest things, you know what I mean? Darryl, high five.
I have a question. Why do some people not like Michael Jackson?
We are going for the celebrities, huh? Let's not say. Well, probably because he was a good moonwalker, you know, and he was very famous, and you know, people. It's a thing called haters in this world.
Oh.
And we're not haters, right, boys and girls?
No.
And now on the Chiron, haters.
Yeah, haters.
Now that's what the topic of the show. Ding, ding, haters. Yeah. And then now you talk about haters.
Haters, kids, are those who don't like you when you're on the top of your best.
Boo.
Do we like haters?
No.
Exactly. Haters can kiss ass. Can we cuss on this show?
Can I ask you a question?
Okay, I thought you was giving me five. Okay, yeah.
Did Epstein kill himself?
Shoot, these kids are, what are you watching? CNN? Yeah. This is okay. Yeah, well, he.
Did Epstein kill himself?
We don't know. We
want to know. We think he didn't.
Yeah.
Well, that is what we heard, you know what I mean? But it's possible. It's possible, you know, but he's with the good Lord, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Do you know much about al-Assad from the leader of Syria?
Okay.
He did stuff to his people. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know much about him, but
yeah.
Egypt's a nice place.
He used chemical warfare on his own people or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Teacher.
Okay, you got another. Is it going to be good?
Yeah.
Okay. Teacher.
We want to learn.
Yeah, okay. We want to learn.
We're learning. We are educating.
Are you pro-Palestine or pro-Israel?
True. Hard question. You know what this is called?
This is called
We'll Get Back to You Later. All right,
okay.
Commercial break. Let's go.
It seems as though you don't know anything about it. You're trying to divert the question.
Teacher.
Okay,
teacher.
One at a time. That's rude.
Yeah.
Go ahead, darling.
Do you really think 9/11 was an inside job?
Well, you're going deep.
I mean, the way the buildings fell, the stacks, you know.
Melting steel seems weird, teacher.
Yeah, well, it could be, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have anybody else on the show? Seems like an inside job. There's a nice little young girl over here.
A kid's school, a kid's show called Conspiracy Street would be so fucking
fun. So good.
To have little kids, could have little kids talking about conspiracy, like little seven-year-olds being like, 9/11 was an inside job.
That's
you know how funny that would be?
But they would never have the kids, right? The kids, like, because their parents are there.
Kid actors will do anything.
I know, but the parents will be like, no.
Oh, yeah.
So what? They're getting paid. You're like, well, we'll double the pay.
Oh, yeah. That's
I mean,
true.
Dude, you know what's so funny? Whenever I work with kids on a show, it's always so weird. Like, look, a lot of them are very sweet, but it's just like the parents are, like, very manipulative and controlling over the kids when they're on set.
Yeah.
And this one kid was, like, in the pool. He's like, the pool is cold. And he's visibly like shaking. Yeah. They've been in the pool for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it was warm, but it was still cold outside. He's like, the pool is cold. And the mom runs over and she goes, you're going to stay in the pool until they tell you to get out of the fucking pool.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, parents are fucking the
worst. And he was like, but it's cold. And she's like, cut it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so fucked up. Yeah. But also,
hypothermia lady.
Yeah.
So what?
Suck it up.
Suck it up,
yeah,
bitch.
You're getting a grand.
Yeah, suck it up, you little bitch.
When I was on Splitting Up Together, we had a little kid. They played the kid. They're, you know, Jenna Fisher's and Oliver's. You know what I mean? They're the parents.
Yeah.
And he would follow me around the set and poke me.
Oh.
Right?
You're very pokeable.
I'm very pokeable. He would poke me and giggle. And I always laughed really loud so people knew where I was with the kid.
Because
I would go to the bathroom. He would follow me.
Ew.
And poke me.
In
right?
In the bathroom?
Not in the bathroom, no, but around, like, where there's no one around. And I would run towards somebody. So that just people could see him poke, you know what I mean?
Do you feel like that was bullying?
Yeah.
That's a little bullying.
No, I like it. No, because kids, you know, kids, I'll be honest with you, and ask Jules, kids like me.
Well, they think you're them.
No, dude.
You look like a big fat
like
kid.
Like when we have kids over the house, they like, what?
Oh, like
fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
Switch
back. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
You're going to kick me out.
Get the fuck
out of here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Now we're talking about magic here.
Come sit right here in the middle, please. All right. This is amazing.
This is fucking amazing. Dude, good to meet you, man.
This is amazing. Great
Shin
to meet
fucking
you.
Limb, dude.
Will you come sit down? This is so amazing.
This is so fucking amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at that. This is how professional the studio is. Your team.
Apple box. Sit on the Apple box.
That's your wife?
That's my wife. Yeah.
Which one? Hi, how are you?
Which one is your wife? There's two people. I'm not assuming anything today.
All right. Yeah. Can I do the introductions?
Well, hold on. Let's let everyone settle.
May I do the introductions?
Yeah, you can.
All right, I'm going to stand when I say...
Do we need to move this
get my
fancy for so if he does cards on the table?
Yeah,
move that, yeah.
Yeah, get this
May
shit
I do
out
an introduction, please?
Yeah.
Give me a countdown, please.
Jules?
Three.
From
three,
10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Magical Asians! They're the best!
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, guys, dun, 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 my turn? Dun, I'm doing it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Magical Asians! Dun, dun.
Magic, they're here!
They're here!
To stay!
They'll never go back! They're here forever! Magical Asians!
The magical whites aren't as good!
No chance! Yeah. No chance! No chance! It's Magical Asians!
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hi, I'm Bobby, nice to meet you. I get nervous.
Introduce the Magical Asians.
I will!
Sorry,
shit.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
I will. My bad. I'm sorry. I got angry. You're on steroids, and I know that you have energy.
Prednisone.
All right. So many, many years ago, I'm a big fan of talent shows.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also, I know Penn Jillette.
Oh. I did a movie with him.
And so when I was in Hungary last summer with Penn Jillette, we were shooting a movie.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I go, do you think that Shin Lim is the best guy out there? And he goes, I think he is. That's what Penn Jillette said.
You know what? I think I heard this one.
Yeah. And so I've been watching America's Got Talent over the years and also other variety shows. And I've watched every magician, right?
Yeah.
Known to man.
Yeah.
Right? Over the years.
Yeah.
I really believe that this young man, He's from Boston, correct?
I am originally from Boston.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I know things.
You're Canadian now, too.
Oh, yeah. Originally, too, as
there
well.
There you go.
Both.
You know things, too. Well.
I do.
And that's great.
Yeah.
It made me look like a fool just now.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
Anyway, and so I also know Howie very well.
So do I.
And
speed this up.
Okay. Shin Lim, everybody.
Shin Lim, everybody!
BetterHelp. Oh, BetterHelp has saved my life, guys. You know, without therapy during the pandemic and also even at post-pandemic, it's really, I do therapy every week, and it's what a great service.
I truly believe in this. Bob and I have talked about mental health on this show often, and we believe in this. So BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours.
It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help, guys. It's professional counseling done securely online.
And there's a broad range of expertise available, and the service is available for clients all
over
the
world,
man. It's very easy. You can log in anytime to your account, send a message to your counselor. You're going to get timely and thoughtful responses.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed.
Look, they want to help you start living a happier life today, and you can visit their website, see the testimonials for yourself, betterhelp.com/reviews, and visit betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends.
That's betterhelp.com/badfriends.
DoorDash. DoorDash is the best. Bum, 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 bum. It's the best bum. Food and stuffs delivery bum. System you can get.
Bum, bum. We're working on the slogan, but that sounds good for right now.
Do you forget that one thing at the store? Sometimes you do, right?
All the time.
And you can get snacks, drinks, and household essentials in 30 minutes with DoorDash.
That's pretty impressive. Dinner check, deodorant check, morning pick-me-up from Dunkin'. Check.
DoorDash is the one app I use when I'm on the road or I'm in a different state because I feel like it's more proficient. I feel like it's faster. I feel like there's more of a variety.
Well, because you can trust it where you live, but it's great when you're on the road because when you're away from home, you don't know where to get food sometimes. And when I'm like out on the road and I'm like, I'll just DoorDash because I don't want to go hunting.
And it's
looking.
Easy, Andrew. You just open the DoorDash app, choose what you want from where you want it, and your items will be left safely outside your door with the contactless delivery drop-off setting.
Come on, man. You know what DoorDash is. It connects you to the restaurants you love right now, right to your door. Over 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. You can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite restaurants, Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory.
For a limited time only, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BADFRIENDS2021.
That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. Enter that code BADFRIENDS2021.
Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash.
Subject to change, terms apply.
So, Shin, thank you so much for coming.
By the way, you know he just came from Ellen.
It was short. It wasn't
Ellen.
Who's Ellen?
Ellen.
Show Ellen.
Ellen.
I thought she was
Ellen.
Gone.
No, dude.
This is the last
season.
It was one of the last episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ellen, he's been on it before.
I'm just saying he came to us from Ellen.
Yeah.
So let's really give it up for Shin Lim for coming here from Ellen to here. Look at this fucking studio. Oh,
yeah, but
his wife is sitting on an apple box.
Stop.
Ellen.
I know.
Bad friends.
All right, stop though.
This is the
Marsh. Can I make an argument though?
Yeah.
Right. Ellen shoots on Warner Brothers, right? Yeah. It's a 5-minute drive.
I'm not talking.
I mean, how long did it take you? 5-10 minutes?
Well, we did try to go to In-N-Out, and then we realized we didn't have enough time, so we came back.
You didn't get him food.
You guys get some In-N-Out.
Fuck.
Get Shin Lim In-N-Out.
Yeah. Oh my god, how embarrassing. That's my
bad. I'm so sorry about
that. Yeah.
But what's your In-N-Out order? We'd love to know.
Just the regular number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Regular fries or animal style?
Animal style.
Is it burger animal style?
No, they have that?
Yeah, you can animal style anything.
What is animals?
What?
Style.
Animals, you know animal style?
Don't get aggressive. Secrets. Just lean back. Just I need information.
Animal style is grilled onions and a little
secret sauce.
But there's bun?
What?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's just added into the stuff you already get.
Put grilled onions in it? Would they know?
You have to say animal style for their special sauce with the grilled onions.
Okay.
You guys have never heard of
it's
that?
It's the bomb.
You never heard of that?
I've
neither
heard
of you?
Animal Style, but I didn't know what it was.
It's so good.
You don't know. You don't know much about anything, actually.
Man, don't be like that. I know a little bit.
He knows a lot. Hey, Doc, like just before, say a word that you know he doesn't know. A big word.
A
say
big
it.
Word?
Yeah, yeah, go.
Serendipity.
What does that mean?
Don't know. Yeah, a great good. Movie.
Oh, really good movie.
Really good movie. So, okay, yeah, yeah. What does it mean then?
It means peace, inner peace. Oh.
No, it doesn't.
Tranquility.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Sounds like
serendipitous it. Means something is almost like destiny driven. You know,
so
serendipitous. It's like a confluence of events that makes something destiny driven.
Yeah,
so.
He can't just throw out a fucking movie title.
Luck that takes the form of finding valuable, pleasant.
It's like me
things
saying,
that are not
"Hey, what does quantum solace mean?" I mean, it doesn't.
Quantum
it's a
leap.
Movie. It's a movie, right?
Yeah.
Quantum. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he did. Serendipity. Ah.
Well, it's two words, one word. But,
okay. Okay. Well, let's go back to our guest.
Shin Lim's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first of all, we both love you.
Yeah.
We respect you. You're incredible.
You're incredible.
Thank you.
What do you think? Why do you think you're such a magic Asian? What do you think makes you the
it's
most magic Asian?
The hair, maybe. I don't know. Is where I get all my mana from. I don't know. Yeah. That's I just go like this.
That's what
juices it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When did you start really getting into it?
16. I turned 16. I might be able to get a girlfriend doing this. So
and
got
a wife.
Yeah, no. That was a long time later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it turns out you have to actually talk to them. So I couldn't. Yeah. I thought. I was like, oh, I just show them a trick, and then they give me their numbers. This is how it works.
Yeah.
And that turns out
I figured that out later in my life as well. Yeah. I couldn't get any girls before I was 21.
No. Never.
Same.
Zero.
No, I didn't get a single girl.
Not a single one. Yeah. I was so shy. I didn't know how to do it. What?
We knew that, but go ahead.
Oh.
Bro, is that a slam, bro?
Burn from Doc.
I just was just speaking facts.
Yeah.
Speaking facts.
I want to say this to you, Doc, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, just say just real quick.
Remember, we have a guest.
I know we have a good. I just want to say one thing,
nice.
Okay?
Be nice.
Is that you're a black man, right?
Oh, boy.
I'm an Asian guy, right? And I have a bigger dick than yours.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? And so I just want to, and that's sad on you.
Well, no, you don't have a bigger dick than me, but that's something.
Are you talking, what do you mean? Like per capita? Like
in terms of girth, I bet you money. Mine's like a spam can.
It is.
Yeah. It's like a fucking box.
It is.
Right?
It is insane.
It doesn't even sometimes enter some vages.
No.
Okay.
Can you feel good about that?
No, it's great.
I don't want to get.
Do you feel good?
Yeah.
No, I feel great.
Okay, now
because
it's positive.
I threw out a fucking
it's positive
fact.
Right now.
And don't ever talk to me like
Bobby
that again.
Bobby is positive.
Okay.
Let's go to them.
Let's go back to Shin Lim.
Let me ask you. So did you guys meet because of magic?
Well, in a way, yeah. She was actually a dancer for an illusionist, a big time illusionist, Franz Ferrari.
Ooh.
Yeah, big in and I was actually the magician performing in his theater as well.
Ooh. When you stole him
you
from
stole?
Her,
kind of something like that.
Do you, yeah. You weren't dating him by any chance?
No. He's like 50 years old.
Oh, yes.
That doesn't. Yeah. So Bobby's 50.
Okay,
well, but yeah, she was
no. And how old are you? 26. Yeah.
Okay.
Kalila's 26.
No, she's 35.
Same.
Okay. So back to
Shin Lim.
You look very young. You're so
No. Don't.
You know what?
Don't. Please don't.
I knew that about him. I knew that we'd have a connection.
What's a connection?
Of course.
When I watched the YouTube and I saw him on thing, right? It seems like a beam of light came out of his and it connected to mine.
Through the television?
Yeah. Through the screen, my iPad.
Do you think he felt that?
I'm pretty sure. He probably didn't know what it was at the time.
You feel like you connected through Bobby through television?
When I was watching the podcast, yes, that's awesome. I have to go
wow.
see him.
Yeah, see him. Those beams, right? So what I love about him is like when people do magic, right?
Yeah.
There's like magic reveal videos afterwards.
Yeah.
Right? And people go, well, this is how this magician did it, right? There's a lot of his shit that people can't figure out.
So you went on, did you go on Penn's?
Yeah, Foolish.
Yeah, you did
Penn
that, right?
Yeah. I did it twice.
And you didn't, and they didn't get you.
Apparently not. No. I mean, I really do feel like they actually know some of it.
Because I saw one of them and they did not. He admitted that he didn't get it.
Yeah.
You think he was lying?
No, they're not lying about the whole thing. I know they probably know certain parts of it. But I think, you know, if they enjoy the entire act as an entirety, then they say, yeah. You
out of respect.
Something like that. Yeah, because most magicians, we kind of know how everything really works. You know, once it's like piano, really. If you know the basic chords and everything, you can really create any like a symphony. So
does anybody fool Shin Lim?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
There's
magicians
that do tricks that you're like, I have no idea.
It has to be like probably mentalism or different types, not cards, you know?
Right.
Yeah, different types.
A different
of magic.
Kind of magic.
Different type of magic.
The little magic. Go ahead.
How you feel about David Blaine?
Oh, he's my inspiration, man.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Yeah, when I... Because I,
man, I like this guy. This
he's
guy
great. He's awesome. He's I found guy. It on YouTube. I started on YouTube. That's how I learned everything. And you know, when I saw David Blaine, he's so cool. You know, he's so like, because usually what it was David Copperfield.
Yeah, he was the biggest.
Yeah. He was the biggest. Yeah, he was a stage illusionist. And I thought all magic was just that. It was the big boxes and the type of grand illusion. But David was really the first type. Where he was just doing card magic. That's all he was doing, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, well, this is so cool. Like, you can do the same thing, kind of evoke that same experience in people's reactions with just a deck of cards. And so that's kind of what got me inspired to choose close-up magic. Also, it's like the cheapest, you know. It's a lot cheaper than stage magic too. Yeah.
Also, can I just say this, that in terms of magicians, there's different styles, right? So it's like asking you what you just did was asking Adele, like, what. What do you think of salt and pepper?
They're great.
I know, but I'm just saying that.
What is that even?
I'm just saying it's just because they're singers. That doesn't mean that he has an opinion about it, right?
He did though.
He did though, and he came. He came through.
And he actually said it was one of the people that he inspired.
That was like Ebony and Ivory. That was something.
You're wrong on this one.
Okay, I'm going to back up.
Are there any black magicians? Are there any black
David
magicians?
David Blaine. That's why I brought him up.
David Blaine isn't black.
What is he?
He's blackish.
David Blaine's black?
Sundays on ABC.
What is he?
I think so.
I think he's half black.
Okay.
Or let's find out. We have the internet.
Pull it up.
Are there any other black magicians, though? Are there any other famous
black magicians?
Because
there's close-up magic. There's like, sleight of hand. There's different kinds.
This is true. Yeah, this is true.
Well, you can't. Look, Pete just shows us a picture. And Pete's like, tell me if he's black. Go to his Wikipedia and we'll see.
It has to be Wikipedia, yeah.
Yeah, Wikipedia's going to find out if David Blaine is black. Are there any other like black famous magicians that you know?
Eric Jones. He's like a very like underground sleight of hand magician.
He would be, yeah.
So are you in the Magic Castles Club?
No, actually, I'm not. But I go there quite frequently.
Okay.
To go watch.
Doc.
Look, hey, time out. Real fast. Wait, go back. That was it. Go back.
I'm learning here.
He's the best in the world. I really believe that.
I feel a little different.
I know. You haven't seen a dude.
Well, we're about to find out.
Don't get so mad at Doc.
Oh, you're right. I love you.
David Blaine was Russian, Jewish, and Puerto Rican Italian. So, no, not black.
He's not black.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
Can I also say what else? So he not only did win. Not only did
bigot.
He win.
Not a bigot. You're a
not
bigot.
A bigot.
You're
not
a bigot.
Only did he
you're
win America's Got Talent, he won the one. You know how they do the champions one?
Yeah, all the winners.
All the winners, right? From all over the world. They compete in one thing.
Okay.
He won that as well.
Was there anybody at AGT that you didn't like? That you're competing against?
No, they're all so amazing. I mean, you don't have time
he
to
won
you
both.
Have drama. You know?
Holy shit.
Let me get out this regular question before you say some dumb shit. But when you're competing, is the competition... turn off his mic. Is the competition...
He won AGT? I mean, that's what we're talking about. He won the fucking America's Got Talent, and then he also won the Champions one.
I have no idea.
Hey, look, they actually turned off his mic.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Turn it back on. I'm kidding. I'm just joking, Doc. No, but like, you know, the competition on shows, like, look, as comics, the thing that we share with you guys would be like, it is a you sport or whatever you want. It's like a you event. I mean,
there's only one winner.
And there's so much other competition, quote unquote, as you're climbing through the ranks. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, is there ever beef between you guys or not?
On AGT, I mean, I feel like, first of all, everyone's really nice on set.
They
have to be. But mm-hmm. we don't have too much time with each other. So there's really not enough time to kind of develop that drama.
Do you have a dramatic beef with another magician? I want it so bad. He does!
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of drama that goes on.
Ooh,
magic,
I want to know. So
chain.
She knows. We could leak it out of her.
She does know. Yeah, you can
so
ask her.
There's magicians that you, like, you don't have to say names, but there's magicians that you guys clash a little bit.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I guess the one that's the most recent would be, would you say the guy from, this magician won Italy's Got Talent. And he...
IGT, yeah.
Italy's Got Talent. And he did, like, exactly my act, like, from beginning, middle, to the end.
Who
and
is this guy? Let's fucking kill
him.
We're going
to rip him apart.
We're
going to
fucking
name.
Ruin
he's
this
done.
Guy.
His career's over.
On this show, we're going to ruin him.
Yeah, his career's over.
Bobby is going to spend so
my
much...
favorite.
Wait, Bobby will spend
I will spend
time.
Every resource to ruin this
just
guy.
Just to ruin
right.
this guy.
Did you, when you did Champion, did you do it with Marcelita Pomoy?
I believe in
Marcelita.
No, but I hung out with him. He's a cool guy. He's a really
dude,
nice
so
guy.
The Philippines.
Yeah.
He's not a magician. Marcelita Pomoy is the best singer, I believe, that's ever done a singing competition.
Mm-hmm. In the world.
Bro, you should see him.
What about Susan Boyle?
No. Watch... Dude, if you saw Marcelita Pomoy,
people.
Uh-huh. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a skill set no one else has.
It's time out. Is this
like,
the guy?
It's like magic, but.
Is his name Stefano? Stefano yeah, yeah, yeah. Bronzato? Yeah,
type in Stefano on.
Stefano Bronzato.
We don't want to watch the thing. Let's we'll just see his. Oh,
he's.
What is he, a Culkin?
He is, though.
Yeah, he looks like a Culkin.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, yeah.
He's cute.
He is cute.
He's cute. And he's got sexy eyes. Look at those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I bet, and he's got a sweet Italian accent. Like, yeah. I'm going to do a card of magic for you. Even if he fucks up, he's like, a pasta. They lose it.
Awesome.
So wait a minute. Stefano Brozzato, we have beef with.
No, I don't. Actually,
no, not
I
you.
Do, I don't have.
Bad Friends does.
The magician.
We do.
We have beef
and
with
And the entire, like, the magic community got so, like, upset over it. And I was just like, I was flattered. I was like, oh, you know, for me, it was flattering. That
yeah.
I consider myself to win AGT 3 times now. But as a joke,
Italian scum.
But as a joke.
No, wow. But truth be told, you don't have the beef, but I want to say something to Stefano Brozzato. You steal some shit from Shinlim again?
Bro.
We're going to come fucking find you. Bobby, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say something. What's his name?
Stefano Brozzato.
I'm not going to even memorize it.
Good.
I'm not going to give it in my head no headspace.
Say, listen, Guinea. That's what you say.
You
listen,
fucking Guinea. Is that a good word?
It's a racial epithet towards Italians.
Yeah, but I'd be in trouble.
I'm Italian. Guinea fuck. I'm Italian. You're good.
You Guinea fuck.
Yeah.
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 You fucking pasta eating piece of garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. More, more.
Salami. It's not good.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You branzino eating piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You fucking Guinea bastard. Look at me right now.
Say, listen, you ragu eating.
You
ragu
eating Chef Boyardee fucking worshiping piece of fucking human garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care what kind of mafia you know.
Oh, shit. And he does. Right? And he does.
Oh, he does?
He's connected.
Oh, shit.
But keep going.
I keep going.
Hit him hard.
Bring it on!
Bring it on!
Yeah, those fucking mooks. Is somebody mooks? What's mooks?
I don't even know, but I think that sounds offensive.
Take mooks out. I think that's a black thing.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
yeah. It? Take mooks
what?
Out.
I don't know. No,
let's
I,
get a let's get a room mean? Vote.
Google what mooks means.
Mooks? Mook? M-O-O-K?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think mook is a racial epithet. I've never a stupid or incompetent person.
Oh, no. Mook. But yeah. That's it.
But wait a minute. What's the etymology of mook? Because just because
it just says there. Fine. I'm going to call him a mook.
Do etymology of
etymology
mook.
Of
we
mook.
Do need to find the background because if we say some shit like mook, there we go, right there. Uncertain origin. Perfect. Call him mook.
Mook. You mooky mook bastard, right? If you fucking steal from my boy Shinlim again, bro.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Bro, I will fucking call everyone I know, right? And I know Yakuza.
Oh, wow. Shit.
You want a war?
Yeah.
With Italian and Yakuza?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll chop your fucking fingers off, bro.
All right, freeze frame Yakuza this on Bobby's face and then put the day he was born and the day he died right now. Because these guys are going to kill us.
All right.
Yeah, Brozzato's going to kill us.
Oh, Brozzato, okay.
That being said, don't steal our boy's
don't
bits.
Don't steal. I was just kidding. It's a comedy podcast and I'm gentle and I'm a nice guy. Please don't kill me.
Yeah, he's being sarcastic.
Yeah,
being
we
sarcastic.
Are. We are.
Sarcastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are. We're dead.
Do you want to show us stuff? Or
yeah, of course.
All right. I would love to. Wait, but Doc, I think Doc should be...
What? Yeah, would you want to be a spectator? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I think Doc should be the one picking the cards and being the guy.
All right.
So sneak behind Bobby.
Sneak behind me.
And then scratch down there. This is fucking I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
So just crouch down there, Bob.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to sit over here and watch.
No, sit in your chair so we can see you on camera, please.
All right,
here we go.
First
you don't have to pray before he does magic on you.
Yeah. I just show you what I do is I think I can work with him.
Okay. He can.
I will see.
He's a he's the best in the world. Sit in your chair, please.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I don't think it's allegedly. Allegedly. Okay, and Michael Jordan was allegedly the best at basketball, but you know, it's a fucking fact.
So I do. I'm not really claiming that I do any sort of actual magic. It's sleight of hand. It's something like this. See, I'm just manipulating the deck so it kind of looks like magic, but in a way I can form even shapes like a circle, triangle, and I can even do something like this.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's no social life. That's what it means, actually. But here, give the deck a shuffle. Give the deck a shuffle as much as you want. Yeah, give it a mix. Give it a mix.
Perfect.
Bro,
right, absolutely perfect.
Bro.
Already fucked it up.
Bro.
Already fucked it up.
Just make sure you don't. Just make sure you don't drop any cards.
I have never seen that before in my life, bro. Holy fuck. That was embarrassing.
It's making my life a little bit more difficult. It's very, very shuffled.
Oh, my God.
All right, Doc. Hand it back at some point, though.
He's down in the deck and everything, right? It's
fine. Oh, okay. What? Get in more?
What's going to happen, dog, is...
Oh, my God.
You're going to... can you overhand shuffle like this without dropping the cards? Okay, all right. All right. That's going to be pretty important later on, all right, doc? All right,
all right,
so,
doc.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to spread the deck. You just point to anywhere in the deck you want, anywhere. All right, now, doc, at this point, you can change your mind. Do you want to change your mind or are you happy?
No, I feel it.
You feel this card right here. You sure? I'll leave it out jog like this. All right, you already examined the deck, but here, take the cards out. Take that card out. Sorry. The one that you examined. Show it to the camera and everyone.
Here, yeah. Let me see. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right, you remember the card?
Yeah.
And we didn't pre-plan any of this, did we?
No, of course.
Okay. That's fine.
Imagine these two guys knowing each other in the real world that we have no idea.
I won't look at the card, but we'll place it into the deck. And now, Doc, I want you to make it. Can you, or if you don't want to drop the cards again, you can shuffle the cards like this. Totally up to you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, he's gonna.
An
drop
easy
it
way
again.
Would be to
please
shuffle.
Don't drop it again.
Yeah.
Please don't
shuffle.
Drop it again.
Yeah. That's like a
faster.
That's a very elementary, easy way to shuffle the cards.
All right. Oh, you're not doing. All right. Okay.
And here, I'm gonna
take off your jacket.
Yeah. People think I hide stuff, so I'm gonna.
Okay.
Did you hear Shinlam go? He goes, a very elementary way to shuffle, but don't say that word. He didn't make it through that whole thing. So
okay. Okay,
John. All right. I'm taking my jacket only because some people
he shuffles like a guy with four fingers.
Some people think I
Hello, Tushy.
Tushy, hello. Tushy, the modern bidet company, washes away even the smelliest of all poops.
Messiest of poops, too.
And the messiest, leaving you with a better clean than toilet paper.
Let me tell you something. Toilet paper gets stuck in my butt hair. I am not a fan.
I hate it.
I got so much butt hair.
When it's on your butt hair, I hate it the most.
It's the grossest.
Yeah.
So if you don't want dingleberries, you gotta use a Tushy.
Yeah, and you know it helps with the environment. It's so easy to install.
It's simple.
It's so affordable.
We did it. By the way, for reference, me and Bob installed
it
here. It's that easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's simple. We both have it at our house too.
My asshole is so fucking clean from it.
I ate off of it one time.
Yeah, eggs.
Yeah, I had eggs.
Yeah,
scrambled eggs out of your butt.
Yeah.
Tushy is the modern bidet for people who poop. Poop, wash, pat, dry. Tushy bidet features washes your bum with water for a better clean than toilet paper. It's washing with water is less irritating, more soothing for your butthole. It's easy to install and attach to the toilet in under 10 minutes. No electricity or plumbing needed.
Mm-hmm.
They got a full product line to help you in the restroom, including Tushy Ottoman. It's the sleekest stool to help you poop at 100%, 100% of the time. Rated number one by the wire.
New Tushy brush. The only toilet brush with disposable scrubbing pads. So you can use a clean brush every time.
That's incredible. Start washing with a Tushy bidet for a better clean. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping.
This is a special offer for our listeners at hellotushy.com/badfriends for 10% off.
After you buy and install your Tushy, show it off. Tag us at HelloTushy on Instagram.
Buffy!
Hey, man. The best gift you ever gave me, bro?
By far a Buffy.
Is a Buffy comforter.
They make bedding that's earth-friendly and cruelty-free, and it's the most comfortable I've ever had in my life. I Buffy on literally all of the beds in my house.
Okay, so this is Buffy talking. Our latest product, The Breeze, is a comforter made entirely from 100% eucalyptus fiber to regulate temperature and keep you cool and comfortable all night long.
The Breeze regulates temperature. No more night sweats, which is tough for me because my body runs hot and you can get cozy without overheating. 100% plant-based design is breathable, keeps you comfortable. And I'm telling you, we both love this. We both use it. It's so awesome.
It's softer than cotton and naturally soothes the skin.
It's also earth-friendly. Eucalyptus uses 10 times less water than cotton to grow, and it's fiber produced by using recyclable, earth-friendly solvents. It's hypoallergenic, and it's cruelty-free, no down here. So why not choose 100% plant-based bedding that's better for you and the earth? Buffy offers a free trial.
You can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost.
That's insane. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter bad friends. That's $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit buffy.co and enter code bad friends.
Or he's like a gazelle. He doesn't have anything.
Yeah, right? I don't really want to. Are you happy with where you shuffled the cards? Yeah. You're very happy.
Yeah, well, they stayed together this time, so.
Yeah. That is true. One more. All right, one more.
All right, good.
You made that last choice, right? All right. Okay, yeah. Okay, that too. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, that too. All right. Place it onto the table. Onto the table. Very good. Okay. Now, dog, you shuffled all 52 playing cards, right? Right over here, all 52 until left with just one card to the top. And you made that last minute decision of placing one card back to the top of the deck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't control you the entire time, no? What was your card for the first time?
No.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, you can tell me because you're holding onto a random card at this point. So it's a three of spades.
Three of spades,
and you
yeah.
shuffled that deck the entire time.
Yeah.
I didn't go anywhere near that deck, did I? You shuffled it. You handled it. You even dropped all the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a look at the card in your hand right now.
Take a look?
Yeah.
Show it. Show it.
Show it.
It ain't it.
Yes, it's show it. Show it.
Show it.
Man, that's bullshit.
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, that's maybe that's coincidence. I'll try. We'll try this again.
Yeah,
we'll
try this. Try. Do that again.
Yeah, we'll do it again. We'll do it again. I can do this as many times as possible. Sometimes it's sleight of hand, right? Sometimes I can take three. That's not three spades. That's three clubs, okay. And I can pretend to deal the card like this, right? That's called the second deal. But don't tell anyone. All right, this is a sneaky little move that magicians do. But I'm gonna do it with one hand this time. So you just say stop, at any time.
Anytime
you want. Yeah.
No, you say the word stop. Not anytime.
Okay. Anytime, but anytime stop. You right here. Yeah. Doc, you want to change your mind? Or are you happy? You happy?
Yeah.
You happy? Two in a row. That's
holy
and
shit.
And if you stop afterwards,
show it. Oh my god.
Why are you doing this?
It's spiritual.
Dude, every time, like, have you ever seen, like, every black people with David Blaine, they're always like, Jesus Christ, David! They always got to go to God. Because they think he might be the devil.
Relax, everything's fine.
Relax.
Here, you deal it this time. Take the deck. Yeah. Right here. Should I shuffle or do you want to shuffle?
No, you let me.
I'd rather you shuffle.
Shuffle it. Give it a mix.
Yeah.
Shuffle it. Overhand shuffle like this? Yeah.
Overhand like this?
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. There we go. Okay, that way we won't drop. That's how you shuffle the deck. All right.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
Yeah. All right. Doc, start dealing the cards into my hand like this.
Bobby has never felt cards in his life.
Fast. Close your eyes. I don't want you to feel like I'm hypnotizing you because I could do that. Just deal whenever you want. And whenever you want. Just stop whenever you want. Go ahead.
You want me? Okay, I'll stop right there.
You sure?
100%.
Okay, now you can open up your eyes. Now, Doc, look. You stop right over here. This is your card, right?
Yeah.
And this is my card over here. At this point, you're going to make a choice. And the moment you make that choice,
oh, shit.
There's no going back. Okay. It's 50-50 this time, even though you shuffled the deck. But which one do you want, your card or my card?
Okay. I want my card.
Go ahead. Grip the edge of that card. Grip the edge of that card. Yeah. Sure. Show it to everyone.
Show it to everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
And Doc,
look.
If you stopped at this card, that's the Queen of Spades. That's obviously
look,
not
look,
the three.
Look at your card, Doc.
Oh, my God.
Here, give me that deck, Doc.
Oh, my
give me the
God.
Deck.
That's the last one, right?
Doc, give me that. No, this is really it. You know why, Doc? This whole thing was an illusion. This three wasn't even there. Yeah.
Hot!
The three's not even anywhere in the deck. That was an illusion, man. I don't really know what you were thinking. I don't think so. I don't think the camera caught it, but that's okay. Yeah.
Let's give it up for Shinley. Oh, holy shit. No, I did catch it. I got it on my camera. Oh. I got it, so I got it up close. I don't think I've never seen it up that close. I've done like the magic castle.
Yeah, that's close up, man.
They have up
that,
close.
Yeah.
But there's like seven of us and we're drunk. I've never been sober and been this close to watch it. Which is why
it is better drunk sometimes.
it's way more ooh ah.
Right.
Like the best one I ever saw was a magician that was there. He's really old. He does upstairs in the corner and he does
Hannibal.
Up close. Is that what his name was?
His name Hannibal? A bigger guy?
Yeah, he's heavy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he did one where it was in the card that a woman had picked at the table ended up in a sealed envelope on her person.
Okay.
And it was, she pulled it out. How?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a...
Yeah.
Easy?
Is it easy?
It depends on how
I've seen this dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone sign a card with their name.
Yeah,
right?
That fucks me up.
And then, you know, he's doing the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls the fucking card out of his fucking mouth.
You put the card out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Smoke comes out of his fucking mouth, bro, like a fucking dragon.
Wow.
Right? And he pulls out the fucking card with the signed on it. Right? I've seen another, this fool right here, bro.
Don't say fool.
This
human that we love.
This guy.
Sure.
This great guy.
No fool.
All right, fine.
There's a lot of other fools in this room.
This Mook. Can I call him Mook?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put a sign card, put it in an envelope, right? Uh-huh. It disappears. and then it appears in someone's fucking water jug.
No. What?
Yeah, that was on AGT. Yeah. You can watch that one.
Does anybody do gross magic?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Blaine does some of that, I would say.
Yeah, but then, like, could it be like, here's your card, and then, like, check your butthole, and someone could pull out of their butthole a card. Could you do that?
That'd be a little bit comedic, but yeah.
That's what I like. I want
to
see
that. That would be a good trick for you to do.
Could you put a card in his butthole right now?
No, I don't want a card in my butthole.
I want
it. It's so dirty because I don't want to fuck up his cards.
He has so many cards.
Stain his card. It'll ruin the deck. It'll ruin the deck.
I have a lot of decks.
Do you have a favorite deck?
Nah, not really.
No, it doesn't exist.
And as long as it's like good quality, I can do all those, you know, fancy shuffles.
Bicycle is the one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there other card companies that compete?
Plenty, yeah.
Can I ask a question? Is there a moment ever when you're performing where you, in your head, go, I just fucked up?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you do? How do you readjust?
Yeah, you have to readjust and plan. And especially, you know, the ones with the music, because everything I do with the music routines is usually timed and synchronized.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, the track, it's not like the guy could, like, edit halfway through the track and, like, stop it if I messed up. It's, like, from beginning to end, it's just the single track just goes through. So if I messed up any time before a big moment or climax of the act, I have to kind of keep up and then continue going through and keep up with the music. And so it's a really weird process. It's different from music, because music, if you mess up on the piano, I used to play the piano a lot, and you know, if you mess up, you just kind of push it to the next bar.
Sure.
With magic, you have to just kind of go back, fix what you made the messed up on, and then
catch
up in time back to the music. Yeah.
See, like with us, we fuck up a joke on stage or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'll admit it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you're fucking up a joke as you're telling a setup,
yeah,
we just roll through it, and they usually never know.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter to us. It's like with you, you have to. It's registering, but you still have to make sure you're keeping up with the rest. Well, that's fucking nuts.
Wow,
yeah. That's nuts.
And I don't know what kind of accident you had. You fucked up your fingers, and you had to have surgery, right?
Yeah, I have a scar. You can still see the scar.
Right? Yeah, yeah. What happened?
Can I see? What did you do?
It was an illusion, actually. I was trying out an illusion for the first time. Clearly, I shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a crossbow act.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very dangerous act.
And so it went through it?
No. I was actually just trying to fix one of the props, and then it just got right. I mean, because it was the crossbow was cocked, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
locked
yeah, yeah.
in, so it was, not safe.
So tell me, there's like, you know, like, we comics judge each other a lot. Like, there's always like a material thing about like what kind of comic that you like and what material they do. Are there magicians? Do you guys, is there such thing as like in the magician world, like a hacky trick?
There's a lot, like a cheap gag.
Or stuff that you all know that you're like, that's fucking cheap. That's elementary shit.
I think there's stuff that we would even think like, I don't really know.
I think it's all impressive.
Like linking rings, like stuff
that's
like
hacky
that.
Shit?
Yeah, like even like cutting a lady in half. That's kind of.
That's my first thought. I thought that was hit. That's what we think of too.
Like if we see a magician doing that, we're like, come on, dude. Like, can't you do a more advanced version of that?
But the ring thing seemed that doesn't seem too hacky to me. I see. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, you wouldn't know that.
Like when Darcy Oak, you know Darcy Oak, right? Yeah, from Canada, right? So when Darcy Oak, I love magic, and he does the thing where he puts the pigeons in the cage, right?
Yeah.
And he lifts up the cage, and there's a woman there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like slicing a woman in half in terms of like? It's an illusion, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's obviously sitting there the whole time. Imagine that girl.
She's not. She's not.
Yeah, probably she just appeared.
She appeared from the doves.
She didn't.
She's made out of the doves.
That's ridiculous.
Bobby's no, it's not.
Very smart. He's
a... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's an illusion.
Okay, well, thank you. Because you almost had me. I'm being real. You almost had me. I almost went, okay.
I know. If he wasn't here, you know I would have got you.
I know you would have
got
me.
I would have led you
right.
down that road till you believed
so
me.
So when he does that, is that hacky?
Some magicians would say so.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even me as a layman or just a fan.
Yeah.
There are sometimes I watch it and I go, you know, it's like also here's what I don't like also is the blackboard mm-hmm. when they do close-up magic because the blackboard, the felt on it, it just, you can tell.
You know, I mean, what, you know, like the blackboard, huh? Would it be better if it was a whiteboard?
I could do a whiteboard.
Yeah.
I can do a whiteboard.
When I say the literal board is black.
I'm just
it was
saying.
In reference to a human being.
Seems like it.
Okay.
Seems like the issue was that it was a black board.
I understand that. That's true. You know,
do you like blackboards or whiteboards better?
Whiteboards for sure.
Of course. They're so much easier to read.
I trust whiteboards.
They're going to work.
Yeah.
They're going to work.
Yeah. I feel blackboards are lazy.
By the way, that's an ad for whiteboards. Whiteboards.
Going on right now.
Whiteboards. They're gonna work.
Yeah, yeah.
They're gonna work.
They're gonna work. So, because blackboards, what they do is right when they do the close up, right? It's like you can hide coins and stuff because if they're felt as well, black felt.
Yes.
It hides onto the thing, so it's like we just know that I don't like it.
Right.
Yeah. What he does though is I'll watch it and I go, I don't know how he did that.
Do you ever work the castle or no?
No, not yet. One day I will.
Wait. What do you mean? As in, like, you don't want to?
No. I haven't been asked to do it.
What?
Or anything.
Dude,
yeah.
He has his own show in Vegas now.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying, would you ever stop into L.A. and just go do a set there? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Eventually, if I have some free time. Because the thing is, like, when you go there, you have to go there for a week, and you have to perform there for a week. And so usually I've never had that kind of 1 week off where I'm like, yep, I can do that.
So that's what I'm saying. Okay. Is like, if we pop into New York and we want to do a spot at, like, it's like a thing. If we want to do a couple nights, you can. I didn't know how it works there. If it's you have to take a residency there.
Short residency.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he's like the Dave Chappelle of fucking magic, right?
Yeah, and Dave Chappelle drops into places.
I know, but we don't, the comedy store doesn't make him do a week.
No, this is what I was asking.
The Comedy Magic Club, he should show up.
And just be like, I'm only doing one day.
And whoever's on the floor doing their thing.
Yeah. Get
the fuck out of here.
All right, let's send him a message.
Yeah.
Listen to your Comedy Magic Club.
Yeah.
You don't let him do a fucking one night, one off if he feels like it.
He's a pop-in.
He's a pop-in.
Right,
he's that famous.
Celebrity pop-in.
If you don't want us to burn that place to the ground,
we'll burn it down to the ground.
We'll burn it to the
fucking
ground.
There is a sushi restaurant above it that I really like.
Good.
I love it.
Okay, so let's burn it and go get sushi.
Yeah, but I don't want to build a whole... Aren't they attached, the buildings, or not?
It's above it.
They have a sushi place at the castle?
No, it's above it.
It's a little above it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's really good.
Yamashiro. If you go up the hill, there's a nice sushi place above.
Yes.
Bobby, is this the same magician that you and Steve cried on? That the same dude?
What cried?
You cried on him? What does
that
mean?
Remember you and Steve was watching some do magic and y'all
No. That was In and of Itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
He's doing Neil Brennan's show right now.
Yeah.
No,
do you like that? Did you watch that?
It's so inspiring.
It's so good.
He actually inspired my show in Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah, when I watched it. Because I never got to see it live. But I watched it on Hulu, actually.
It moved me. Derek Delgado.
Yeah. My brother and I
cried.
I cried. You told me to watch it.
I absolutely cried.
You called me crying.
I did. I was like, you have to see this. It fucking moved my heart.
Yeah, it moved me.
And by the way, I've had people like, nah, I didn't really like it. I'm like, you're a fucking ice.
Yeah, I don't trust those people.
No.
Yeah, we don't hang out.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
because they thought it was going to be like a magic show. You know, they expected it.
No, this was intellectual magic. It was very deep.
It was emotional magic.
That's what I'm saying. But it was also, your brain was active the whole time. It wasn't like sit back. You were actively. My mind was going. Oh, that's. I feel that way about these things. About these things. You know.
So if you have Hulu, watch In and of Itself.
Oh, it's
amazing.
It's fucking incredible. It's
but if you're in Vegas, where is your residency at?
At the Mirage.
Ooh, and what a name! The Mirage.
Yes.
Isn't the Mirage one of the biggest places?
Where Siegfried and Roy used to.
It's fucking huge.
Fucking. Second Siegfried. Fucking lion taming fuckers.
They're dead.
Yeah. One of them got bit.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
They're both.
You play with fire, you're going to get burned.
Exactly, dude. It's like.
Wait, he died, right?
They both of them passed away, yeah. And during,
that's so sad.
During COVID.
No, they got COVID or no?
Did one of them?
The lion had COVID. And it bit him, and he got COVID from the lion.
Yeah.
That's true. The COVID had lion.
Because with my lions, I social distance.
Your lions are out in the
backyard. Yeah, they're in the backyard, but we have a distance thing, right? And they're vaccinated. They're fully vaccinated.
Wait, who got bit? Siegfried or Roy?
I think it was Roy that got
bit. So Roy got bit, but Siegfried died of just regular life? That stinks.
Both of them stink.
Anyway, go see Shin Lim at the Mirage.
Yeah.
And there's no lions.
Can I throw just a really quick thing?
Yeah.
Is Joe Coy used to shovel tiger shit at Mirage when I met him.
No way.
Wow. Yeah. So when he was a kid, and I was a kid, we met at an open 1995.
Mm-hmm.
We met at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. We were both open micers. And he goes, he had hair at the time. Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, I shoveled tiger shit. You know what I mean? In Vegas, you should come hang out. So I drove to Vegas.
Just to shovel tiger shit.
No. He did. I did open mics in Vegas with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I stayed in his fucking, he had this little apartment, right? And he would do that. He'd wear the outfit and shovel tiger shit.
Dude, that dude's come a long fucking way.
Dude.
He used to work at the bank.
Yeah.
He used to work at the bank in Century City.
Yeah.
And was a teller for a long time. And then after that, he'd... I can't, somebody told me he worked somewhere else that I was like, God, Joe Coy, he went from that to be selling out fucking arenas. Yeah. Did you like, yeah. like you're, no,
he's in Vegas too, right? Joe Coy performs in Vegas.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
he does big theaters big there. Theaters, yeah. So how many seats are in the theater you perform in?
1,300.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And how many shows do you have to do?
All of them.
Five shows a week. Yeah, we're dark Tuesday, Wednesdays. But
five shows a week?
Yeah.
And how, wait, are you
very lucky to still be performing, so it's...
No, you deserve it. Don't do that shit. You deserve it. Don't do that.
No, really, because Vegas is like pretty rough. Like
some people should feel lucky to be there.
Yeah.
They're lucky to have you. Big difference.
Yeah, they don't have the TV coverage you do.
Yeah.
Are you his manager?
No, a publicist.
Your publicist?
Yeah.
Hi.
So I'm gonna say,
how much of a publicity nightmare would he be?
A nightmare.
Nightmare. The Mook thing. He'd be like, no.
I know. That's why I don't have a publicist.
No, I know. Me neither. I can't. They
always sweat.
They go, we could get you on Wendy Williams, maybe. Even then, it would be tough. This next crazy fucking Asian is
here. Yeah. So, if I'm here's the deal, because I know that Penn and Teller want me to do their show. They want me to do their show. So if we do a trip out to Vegas when you're doing your show,
dude,
could we come
know.
See your show
for free? Yeah, just let me know. Like,
no, can
me,
can
yeah.
we? We do. We should pay.
No. I want you guys to have the best seats.
I want Bobby to pay. Is what I'm trying
to
say.
No, I don't want to pay at all.
Right.
And I want backstage.
Yeah, we're going backstage. Yeah.
Right. Just to say meet and greet. What?
You don't get to go.
You don't get to go. You piece of shit.
No, you fucked up today.
You don't get to go.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this. So this is an inside baseball question. Like, when we have fans that come backstage, friends that come backstage, do you prefer people pre-show or post-show?
Post-show.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the same thing with us. Is like, people always want to come backstage, and you're like, please don't come back here. Because they're like, we're here early. Can we come say hi? And you're like,
no. I hate it.
But people don't know. That's like a weird rule that like perform. Yeah. They just think, who cares? You're going to go do the show. And you're like, dude, don't come back here, please. No. It bothers me so much. And even after the show, do you need some cool down time?
No, not at all.
So you're good.
Okay, you're good.
Wow, yeah.
That's awesome.
Can I ask one last question? I'm sorry.
Ask everything that you want, because he's got to go. So
I know.
Ask him.
Okay, so do you get nervous every show or no?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because you have it on lockdown.
Yeah. It's a pretty solid show. But if I do that thing with the music that I was talking about, when there is a mistake that happens, whether with sleight of hand, it can be anything really. And that's when you start to get nervous, because I have to think in my head, how am I going to keep up and get to that point to fix it?
That's the part. So it's more, that's not as nervous as much as it is like anxiety to get it right.
Yeah, and then hands start sweating, and then if I keep messing up even more, then I get real nervous, because I've had to stop an entire act once before.
Really?
Where I genuinely lost the card. I actually couldn't. It was on Broadway. It was very embarrassing. I lost the card and I couldn't find it, and I was like it was already like 2 minutes into my track. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to.
What do you do then?
Yeah, I had to stop. I was like, hey, guys, looks like I'm not that good. So peace out.
No.
And I just walked off stage.
What?
But luckily, it was with there was a troupe of magicians. So the next guy just came in.
And does
it, what, saved my ass.
Does this moment happen? You're backstage, you're bombed, and another magician sits next to you. Hey, kid, did somebody talk you out of it? Or
probably in a sarcastic manner. Yeah. They're like, hey, man, it's okay. It happens all the time. Yeah. Right? Hey, it didn't look that bad.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, the card's here, and they have it.
Yeah. Something like
that. Would be
real sassy.
That's what a couple.
Everyone loses it. That is funny to think about, that it's like the biggest pressure you face now, because you're so comfortable with what you do, is if the timing is off.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking...
This is a good, like a narrative show idea about just magicians and what happens backstage and their relationships.
Well, I think he can tell you some of them are very weird. Very weird.
What do you mean?
They're weird.
Some of those guys would not be good on camera. You're like, hey, what's going on? And he's like...
No, we cast a show. Actors.
No, I want to see the real deal, Holyfield.
No, we'll do a reality show, but I just think that a narrative show would be fun.
Okay.
All right, forget it then.
It's a pass.
But you're not a fucking executive.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. We appreciate it.
Fuck! All right.
Bobby, since you gave the wonderful intro, you have to do a nice exit. And we want to, first of all, we want to say, as Bad Friends family, thank you so much for coming. It means a lot to us. Cards. It means a lot to us that you came here. We're very happy and excited that you came.
First of all, I want to say this. We never have guests.
We don't. No, we don't.
ever.
Never.
Ever. I mean, we could have great ones.
We just.
But it's an exclusive thing.
Yeah.
This is a special thing. Oh.
Big
right?
time.
Thank you.
And that's that. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's
and
a fact.
And we thank you and we.
Do the ending?
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Oh, that's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That was amazing. So, by the way, we want to talk. We want to have a little meeting. We want to have an intervention real fast.
To who?
To Jules.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you know what? It's about body posture. It's about body language. It's about the way she is on this show. And we had an expert talk about Jules' body language. Check this out. Analyze.
Hey, fellas. I'm Scott Rouse, and I'm a body language expert and analyst, and I train law enforcement and the military in interrogation and body language. And Andrew, you're right. Rudy's facial expressions aren't real, mm-hmm. and I'm going to show you by breaking them down very quickly from a scientific perspective why you're right. Let's look at this clip.
Put on a happy face.
When someone really smiles, it's called a Duchenne smile, after Duchenne de Bologna. He's a French fellow back in the late 1800s. And one of the first things he found out about that was that when someone smiles, you see little wrinkles just right at the edges of
right,
the eyes.
Right, in your eyes.
Not squinted wrinkles, because anybody can do that.
Yeah.
But it's the wrinkles made when your brain actually makes them happen. Now, here's the difference. If we were to squint, the sides of our eyes would come together like this. They would come straight down. But when your brain does it, they come at an angle, like, you know, almost like this, like that. We're not seeing that here at all. We're only seeing any squinting.
I knew it.
There. So we
thank
know this
you,
isn't
dude.
Real.
Fake
so
smile.
Fake.
Fake.
It's not a Duchenne
no,
smile.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real smile.
Yeah. Pause it. Put on a sad face. Do you have any response to this before we move on to sad?
I think it was a real smile.
All right. Well, give us one more real smile into the camera. I can't see any wrinkles.
No,
brain didn't do it.
She's never smiled before in her life.
Now let's see that. Let's see this. Let's see the other one. Let's see this. This is a sad face.
Her expression of sadness is fake as well. Here's how we know. When someone's really sad and they're grieving and they feel sadness, you'll see an upside down horseshoe almost right
there.
Oh
yeah, that's what I do all the time.
It's made by what we call the grief muscle. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing that here at all. Not even a little bit. As well, we don't see a little thing in a little muscle right here. Called the chin boss. We don't see that. It's a little wrinkle that happens right in here.
Pause it.
We're seeing
fake.
Fake.
Maybe
fake.
Because my face is young.
Oh, that's a shot at us. Wow. That's a shot at us.
That's a shot.
The grief muscle and the sad bone. What was this called? What was the chin one called?
Yeah, yeah.
Go back. What's the chin one called? He says it 2 seconds before.
Muscle right here.
Muscle
called
right
the
here.
Chin boss.
No, he's chin.
We don't see that.
Chin boss?
Chin boss.
So listen here. You got no chin boss. You got no grief muscle.
No grief muscle.
By the way, that's our next nickname.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm grief muscle. You're chin boss.
I'm chin boss.
Because
yeah.
chin boss does sound like an Asian
guy. That's good. I feel that. You don't feel it? Okay.
All right, let's play. Let's play more. So we called her out. Fake smile. Right? Fake smile, fake sadness. Keep going. This guy knows
just
what
that
he's
she's
doing.
Really sad from a scientific perspective.
Mm-hmm. Put on an angry face.
Her expression of anger is false as well.
Fake.
Here's how we know.
Fake. Damn.
When someone's really angry with you,
yeah.
most people are under the impression you'll squint your eyes and you're like, oh, I'm mad at you. They do squint their eyes. However, when somebody's really mad at you, when they're going to come over the table at you or swing at you, Andrew, you'll know this. You fought a lot as a kid. What you'll see is their eyes will squint, but they'll get a little wide and they're like
oh,
that. This one
yeah.
gives them that crazy look because they're actually angry. So when someone squints their eyes and they're hollering at you, they're probably upset, but they're not really that angry with you. When those eyes, they start to get big in there while they're squinting at the same time, that's when you're going to have a problem with them. We're not seeing that here. We're also not seeing the eyebrows being knitted the way they're supposed to be. And by that, I mean being pulled together correctly.
Fake.
She's frowning pretty much. That's what you see.
Fuck you.
And overall, the expression is disgust. She's under the impression that when you show your teeth, that you're showing anger. Not here, because these little parts of the face right here are pulling up. And what's happening there is it's showing what is denoted as and as what we know as disgust. That's what we're seeing there because her nose is wrinkled.
Yeah, yeah.
Your nose doesn't wrinkle that much when you get angry, especially as much as we're seeing in this clip. So we're not seeing anything real here.
Nothing.
She's showing us fake happiness.
Fake
sadness.
Fake.
And fake anger.
Fake.
Good call.
Put on a happy face. Put on a sad face. Ugh. Fake. Put on an angry face.
Yeah.
Phony baloney.
Phony baloney.
Thank you.
You know what? I want to thank you.
I want to thank you too.
You know why?
Why?
I have to live with this faker.
Phony. You have to live with the phony.
24/7.
And we had a professional analyze it. He's a professional.
It's the top of the line.
Yep.
Right? It's science, baby.
What do you got to say for yourself, you phony?
I guess I'll just believe him.
Wow. You're not going to defend your fake. You're not even going to say, no, that's not true. I'm not faking it.
No, I'll try to change.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either.
Do we have to send him that clip to maybe. Find out if that's fucking fake?
Yeah, fake sincerity. Yeah. Everything about it. Do you feel anything?
Yeah, I feel.
No. When is the last time you really felt?
Last night.
What happened?
The foster dog had to go somewhere else, so I cried.
It's only the dogs. She doesn't feel for anything but the dogs. Mm-hmm. Not about you.
Never about me.
Not about Kalila.
Yeah, about her maybe.
But even still, that might be contrived as well.
Yeah.
It's all dog stuff. It's all dog stuff.
Fucking fake.
You don't feel anything for Bobby at all.
No, I feel love for Tito Bobby.
Yeah, but is it love because you're supposed to, because he's paying for you the rent?
No, because he's kind.
Mm, I don't buy it.
He's sweet. Mm. Yeah.
Do you buy any of this shit?
Kind of.
Sweet, bro?
I'm about to cry.
Sweet, though?
I'm about to cry right now.
Sweet?
Yeah.
Tell me something.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
No, see, she rolled her eyes. She did the Santino. That's
no.
Me.
Tell me more.
You're funny.
Now I know she's lying.
And... yeah.
Mm. Ouch. I'm more than those.
Take
things.
It away, Doc.
Yeah.
How was the magic? Did you feel good about the magic on you?
Oh, man. I didn't even get to welcome him because he been in America Hollow?
He lives here.
He's born.
Fuck.
What do you mean?
He's not from China.
He's not. Do you think
I thought he was.
You think he was Chinese?
Did you hear an accent?
Yeah, I thought he was flying in. God damn, I didn't did it again, bro. Fuck. I'm horrible at this. I'm going to swear to God.
Wait, Doc, tell me. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Where do you think he came from? Just tell me what you think. You thought Shin Lim came from?
Thailand.
When, today?
Thailand. Somewhere around there.
Same place that he thought
Singapore
she was from?
Singapore or something.
Oh, you think she's Thai?
I thought she was. Well,
she thought she was. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That was,
do you know what she is now?
Yeah.
What? What is she? Which one?
Manny Pacquiao. Remember that? Oh, yeah, I know. You thought Shin came in from Thailand.
From this show.
Yeah, I thought he was just lying from out of the country.
Hmm.
Yeah, because you said you filmed in Hungary. He was not from Hungary, right?
You don't listen to
you. You said you filmed a movie.
I filmed a movie in Hungary with
right?
Penn Jillette.
Right.
And we talked about Shin Lim.
So he's from here, but y'all did a movie in Hungary.
Yeah, but not
Shin Lim wasn't in the movie.
Shin Lim wasn't in the movie.
Penn Jillette, another magician.
We talked about, you knew who Penn Jillette is?
No.
Have you heard of Penn and Teller?
No.
See, this is my point, though. There's not enough black magicians to get young black people into magic. And that's a big disparity that I'm concerned about.
Stop.
Y'all ruined it. After David Blaine.
David Blaine's not black.
Okay.
He's not black.
I was there, though. Okay.
Can I just say something?
Do you claim him, though?
I wanted to, but you just y'all fucking made an impossible.
Russian, huh? Jewish, and something else.
Dude,
Russian Jewish.
Penn and Teller isn't.
Oh, black magic. Is that where that comes from? Black magic referred to the use of supernatural powers for magic or evil, selfish purpose.
Yeah, that's a whole nother fuck.
Is that why there's no black magicians? Because of black magic?
Yeah, that's voodoo.
Can we just do like a recap? Because I'm just even trying to fathom what the fuck this guy's talking about.
By the way, your name should be Black Magic.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that would be
that's such a cool name.
So what you're saying is that you thought that Shin Lim and I filmed in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
So we flew from Thailand to Hungary. We shot together.
No, you flew from here and met him in Hungary.
Yeah,
and he flew from Thailand, met you, Craig.
Right.
It all adds up.
And then you think that he lives in Thailand. You thought he lived in Thailand.
Well, I thought he was from... Because, you know, they speak a little English. And wait a minute, is that the fellas? Y'all speak English, right? Fuck it. Man, I don't know shit. I'll be trying to connect, but I don't.
When you see an Asian guy,
yeah.
Did you think that Shin Lim had an Asian accent?
No.
Right, so in your head,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, I get what you're saying now. I get it now.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, yeah. I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. I don't, yeah.
Where does Shin Lim live right now?
Well, y'all said in the States, right?
Yeah, but where?
Because we said it on the fucking show.
Damn, bro.
Were you here at the show?
I was here, dude. Yeah. Did y'all actually say where he was from?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We said
he was originally from, I knew him from where? He was originally from, I said Boston, right?
Boston.
And
yeah.
then I said,
but you were born in.
Yeah, he was born in Canada.
Born in Canada.
Yeah. Is, let me ask you this, right?
It was the pressure.
Is Thailand in Canada?
No. So what would you say?
Are you sure?
Then are you sure?
Hell yeah. No,
then
I
why would
dumb,
you think
no,
that
not,
he was from Thailand?
You know, man, I was just trying to pick a good Asian country. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It is a good Asian country.
Yeah, it is a pretty good one. Yeah, to be fair.
You know what I'm saying?
So did you, how'd you feel about the magic? You know that it's not real. Do you think it's real magic or you think it's, his hands are so fast?
Man, I mean, his hands got to be fast. I don't know what to believe in magic, but that should have me spooked like
do you? So you don't believe in magic?
Nah.
Right. So you think that was what?
Would they call it sleight of hand or some shit like that?
Mm-hmm. That is some shit.
I can't explain how he did it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So maybe that was magic.
Man, y'all up here, y'all bringing some
magic. Okay, see.
Okay,
y'all bringing the spirits.
Why does God have anything to do with...
Because he thinks that's the devil. He thinks the devil's in the room. Now, do you realize you're sitting in the devil's chair? He was in that chair.
Man, you know, that's why I did the whole...
See, he feels he needs to bless out.
Yeah, that's... See?
I know.
Culture. Remember that we talked about?
He needs to bless out because he's nervous about catching some devil shit.
Can we do... I have a segment that I want to do with him real quick.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Doc's Pussy Update.
Oh, Doc's Pussy Update. All right. What's going on?
Nothing. Same old, same old.
The fans want to know.
Knee dip in it or...
Fans, I'm out here just lonely than a motherfucker.
Did we start a...
Ladies! If you want this guy, you know, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the Twitter. Didn't y'all do me a Tinder or Twitter? What did y'all do?
Yeah, the Tinder.
We did a Twitter Tinder.
Yeah,
it's only on Twitter. Did we do a Tinder for him? We did, right? Did we land anything? Only dudes.
Only dudes.
We did apply.
Is it Tinder or y'all put me on Grindr?
No, Tinder, but the settings we set to only dudes.
There it is.
So you are landing. How many guys?
Hopefully.
Three guys, dude.
Not bad.
Any interest?
None at all.
Yeah.
That's selfish. Yeah. That's pretty selfish. Yeah.
Yeah. Cold to the heart, ain't it?
Do you really believe that the devil is a real thing?
Yeah, I feel something like that.
Do you think he's part of the devil?
Who, my man? No. He's a good dude, man.
You don't think there's any devil in him?
Nah, man. He got that energy, like a little bit of Lord there. I feel it. You don't feel it?
No, I'm. This is on you, not me.
Being on a positive vibe, I'm trying to.
I feel
that shit. Bro.
Yeah.
All right, Doc.
Okay.
I mean, you know what, Doc?
What's that, please?
Let's say something positive about the guy.
About Doc?
Yeah.
Well, we always say something.
I love Doc.
We've been trying to get you on the other podcasts before this one. You weren't available.
Right.
Right. I'm glad that you're here.
Okay.
You know, when you're here, it literally makes me feel like I'm literally baffled about what you do and don't know and how you think about things, right? And how you don't retain information.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes... Yeah,
mysterious, right?
You are mysterious.
Yeah, very mysterious. Yeah,
that's what it is.
But it makes
like, I don't know where you live.
Giggle.
Yeah.
Do you live with people?
By myself, dog.
Where?
Yeah, down the street. I told you.
Yeah.
Where? Close to here?
I am the... You ever watch Martin? I am the Tommy of this podcast.
You are Tommy of this podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm Gina.
Yeah.
I'm Martin.
And he's Shanae-Nae.
I'm Martin.
You're 100% Shanae-Nae. You're 100% Shanae-Nae.
No, you Cole.
Yeah, you're Cole. Oh, my God. Yeah, you are.
You don't even know who Cole is.
Look, no, he didn't watch the show.
He didn't watch the
did
show.
You see
Have you ever seen any black shows?
I saw The Wire.
Okay. I'll give that to you partially.
Yeah,
but I mean, did you ever see like The Jeffersons? Did you ever watch The Jeffersons?
I love The Jeffersons.
You did?
Okay. Oh my God, that's one of my favorites. It was so good. I remember watching as a kid Good Times.
Good Times is a good show.
Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Different Strokes.
Cosby.
Yeah. Cosby, yeah.
Loved Cosby Show.
Why did you cut your eyes when you said Different Strokes? I just want to know how.
I know you loved it.
Okay. Just
I know that you loved it.
Was that an inspiration at all?
Yeah,
to you?
Dude, I mean, when you see another little dude, you know, fucking feel good in your heart.
Hell yeah.
Man, just making
That's like me with Andy Griffith. When I saw Opie doing it, I thought I could do that.
You know
that.
What? You said you was Italian. I thought you was Irish.
See? Yeah. This is, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Doc.
I'm both.
How tall was your dad?
5'6", 5'7"
How tall is your mom?
I was about to make such an easy joke.
5'5",
right? And you're 5'3"?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think watching Different Strokes and you're looking at this right guy, right?
Yeah.
Do you think you willed the way you look now?
What?
Like you made it happen.
You made it happen.
The way I look?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck, I don't even understand the question.
Okay, did you eat vitamins growing up? I mean, what happened?
Oh, you're talking about how little I am. I ain't eat no vitamins, man.
I think that's the problem.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you little dude, what the fuck happened?
Did you eat vitamins? What? I'm almost 6'2". I ate a fuckload of vitamins.
Yeah, you.
My mom is 5 foot, and my dad was like 4'9".
Yeah.
All right, so I'm 5'3".
You're a giant.
I'm a giant. His parents are taller, right?
Yeah.
So I ate my vitamins.
You ate some, yeah. That's for sure.
You nibbled a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they have Flintstone vitamins? Did you have Flintstones?
We had Flintstones, not Flintstones.
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, well, the way my parents... Yeah, Flintstones.
Calm down.
Yeah. Rabba, rabba, do.
Rabba, rabba, do.
Rabba, rabba, do. Right, yeah.
Rabba, rabba, do. Flintstone.
Because I used to watch the translation of the Flintstones, right? And they would go, rabba, rabba, do. Right, yeah.
Bonnie.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. But they also, the vehicle was different. It was more of a rickshaw. So you go, rubba, rubba, do, right? And do the rickshaw. Right? Yeah.
Did you watch Asian Simpsons?
Can I be honest with you?
What, you've never seen Simpsons?
I've never seen an episode of Simpsons.
Get out of my house.
Are you for real?
Yeah, never.
It's such a fucking good show.
Yeah, never seen it.
Eat my shorts. I would have loved to see Asian Bart. That would have been fucking funny as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Cowabunga, dude.
Yeah.
Rubber, rubber, too. Holy shit, is that funny to me?
Yeah.
Flintstone, vitamin.
So, Doc, I go to the spa at night sometimes. You know, would you go to the spa with me? Korean spa?
Yeah, yeah.
You think you're completely naked?
Okay.
I know, but I feel like you'd be uncomfortable about that.
Around you, yeah.
I'm not gonna slap ass, bro.
Yeah, but I just.
I know. Would you go? Because I brought.
I mean, be honest with you. Two dudes naked. That's not.
I go with Ian Edwards sometimes.
That's you and Ian. Y'all got that connection.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go with us.
There it is.
Why though? Because
that's the answer right there.
I know, but why? Why though? That's offensive to me.
I feel like he doesn't want to go.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just a little sensitive. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? You see, you're afraid of being around another man naked.
I just don't.
You don't do. Did you ever shower in sports?
Yeah, all the time. That's an easy thing. You go to YMCA and shower.
Well, why don't you guys go play a sport beforehand? But because
let's do a sport and then we'll do.
And
it
then you go to.
But why we got to go somewhere naked? That's what you should.
Because
be
a spa in the spa in the Korean spa that I go, everyone's naked. That's all.
You could wear shorts, I guess.
Fuck. At a Korean spa, what kind of weird shit is that? What are they on over there? Where everybody just
this fucking guy.
You know what I mean,
bro?
No, you know what I mean.
I was in a steam room in Germany once.
Mm-hmm. But naked.
Not only was I naked, the steam room, everyone, and it's men and women.
You're supposed to have a towel on,
no.
Huh?
No.
So you're just dangling, just walking
because
through.
Because I'm not fucking self-conscious about my body. No, I'm not weird
not,
about
it's not
like
about that.
That.
It's just.
It's about what?
It's about respect of space. It's
I'm not going to touch you.
I'm not a nudity type of dude.
Well, you know? What are you going to do?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We had a great day.
With the ladies.
What?
I don't know. Okay. Well,
wait a minute. You just told us you didn't get any ladies.
Yeah.
You have nothing to report about women.
Yeah.
Nothing. I have nothing.
Have you been on a date since we saw you?
No, man. I've been working and that's it.
You keep saying that.
Yeah.
That's
you know, we've been working too. You can work and also still have something else.
I am by myself, my boy.
Something's going
Chilling.
On.
Chilling.
Something's going on with you.
I hope on the next time that we see you on the show, which is going to be a while, I hope that... Well, no, it's just because we're gone.
Oh yeah, we're gone for
3 weeks. But I hope that a lady comes into your life, and next time Shin Lim comes, which will be never again.
Okay.
Don't fuck up the cards.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah,
hey.
But that was
funny.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Ever seen?
Yeah.
All right, well take us out. Doc, I love you to death. You're the best in the world. Look in that camera to the right, you know, and then hit us with the thank you for being a bad friend. Hard.
Thank you
for being a bad friend.
Yeah. You're not a fucking leader. I just made you do that, you follower bitch. I'm a fucking, you did. That fits nice. How many times do you think you've knocked that off the wall? 30? I like that Ciro shirt.
You're the leader then.
I'm the leader of the podcast.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Bad Friends, Bad Friends featuring Andrew Santino and Rudy Jules and Bobby Lee.
I love the way that you put your first name first in everything that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
so you think you're...
I think it goes... It not only does it go by leadership roles in the podcast, it also goes by effort and
ability. Oh!
It's effort, ability, and likability. Effort, ability, likability.
Right. So the likability part, I think I got you beaten.
No. No, you don't.
Oh, 100%, dude. It's so fucking blasphemous that you would say something like that.
At this point, this many episodes, I think the guests, I think the fans see through your... I think the fans see through your bullshit. I think they know that.
Mr. OCD here. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
He's got Tourette's.
Dude, I almost pulled a Christian Bale just now. I went crazy almost.
Do it. Oh, you should have done
that. I should have done that.
Yeah. Come back.
Don't get in my shot! Is that what he did?
He goes, good for you!
Good for you! Yeah.
I thought it was fake. Didn't you think it was fake the whole time?
Also, he says stuff in the Christian Bale thing where he says, like, you know what, man? I'm not going to work with you. I'll hang out with you, but I won't work with you. Does this say something like that?
I totally agree with that statement.
Yeah. You do?
There's people that I...
They don't hang out, though. You don't hang out with the DP or anything like that, do you?
I think it was a grip or something like that.
Yeah, do you hang out? I mean...
Do I hang out with the crew? You better believe it.
The cameraman. You go out with the cameraman and have dinner.
The ACs. I go out with everybody.
Yeah, if there's a function, like for
no. instance,
just listen to what
I
saying.
Go out.
Sometimes when I'm on Magnum, right? The Mexican guy, what's his name? The guy plays Magnum?
Jay Hernandez.
Yes. So I love him. Really talented. I know his name. So sometimes they'll go, hey man, we're gonna go to my house or I rented a cabana, this and that. And then like wardrobe and people will show up, right? Yeah. And I'll do those things.
Sure.
But I don't text a cameraman and goes, hey, you wanna have lunch at 2? Do you do that?
All the time. I text grips. I text.
It's so, you're such a liar.
PAs. I'll text PAs to go eat lunch. Production assistants.
Are you being real?
In the office, not even on set. I'll like a production, like accounting assistant.
I mean, I can see writer. Like I'll go out with a writer. Okay. Yeah.
I go out with those that are getting paid the least.
Have you ever had
below the line people.
Lunch with Pete?
Huh?
Have you ever had lunch with Pete?
Well, first of all, you're talking about
no.
First of all, you're talking about shows that I'm on.
This is a show.
It's not a show.
Yeah, if you say
this is a charade.
It's a charade, but it's still a show.
It is.
And I want to say this: when you Google my name, right, it gives me the credits of what I've done under TV shows and movies, right?
It says shit.
Bad Friend. So that's number one. Number one is shit. Number two, it says Tiger Belly and then Bad Friends as a TV show. So what I'm saying is,
this is a
have
TV
you
show.
Fucking ever had lunch with fucking Melting Candle Pete?
I've had lunch with Andres.
Yeah, but not Pete. And that's how I know you're lying.
With Andres. Have I had lunch with you, Andres? Yes, we have.
You're closer. Yeah, but Andres is a producer.
So is Pete. What the fuck do you think Pete is?
He's just not a guy?
He's...